Last week, I got a troubling email from Kate Salas, who lives about 7 miles north of Solon Springs, Wisconsin. She writes, "We have had chickadees forever here, but they stopped coming for the summer totally. Usually we would see some during the summer, but have not. It is September now, and we still haven't had any come to our feeders. I tried to search this problem, but nothing. Are you experiencing a lack of chickadees?" Unfortunately, Kate, I'm not the right person to ask because we've let most of our feeders go dry until our neighborhood rat problem gets solved. We do have a couple of hanging feeders which chickadees visit a few times a day, so they definitely haven't disappeared from my neighborhood, but I can't really comment about whether their numbers are above or below normal. But in the past week, we've also had a string of emails on the Minnesota Ornithologists Union listserv about a dearth of birds that people seem to be noticing here and there. These accounts are about birds in general, not specifying chickadees one way or the other. And what's happening in a given spot in a single year doesn't give us any trends, but that doesn't mean we should ignore the data points. Chickadees disappeared suddenly and dramatically throughout a big swath of their range around 2002 when West Nile virus hit. Some Christmas bird counts in Great Lakes areas back then found zero chickadees, or just one or two. Like crows and blue jays, chickadees are extremely vulnerable to the virus with exceptionally high mortality. In my own neighborhood, mosquitoes, which transmit West Nile virus to birds and mammals, haven't been much of an issue this year. But when I suggested the possibility of West Nile to Kate, she responded that where she is, quote, mosquitoes are always aplenty. So that is one possible explanation. If West Nile is the culprit, there should be some evidence in the form of disappearing blue jays, though that can be hard to assess in mid-September when they're migrating. Jays from unaffected areas may suddenly appear en masse anywhere. But as I noted, Minnesota birders are noticing a big decline in other species as well, and this is growing troubling in other places. Meanwhile, just this week, a major study out of Canada published in Science reveals that birds are declining because of the same pesticide killing off bees. National Geographic reports the world's most widely used insecticide has been linked to the dramatic decline in songbirds in North America. A first ever study of birds in the wild found that a migrating songbird that ate the equivalent of just one or two seeds treated with a neonicotinoid insecticide suffered immediate weight loss, forcing it to delay its migration. Although the birds recovered, the delay could severely harm their chances of surviving and reproducing, say the Canadian researchers whose study is published in Science. Neonicotinoids, introduced in the late 1980s, were supposed to be a safer alternative to previous insecticides, but study after study has found that they play a key role in insect decline, especially bees. Right around the time neonicotinoids were introduced, the Reagan and then Bush administrations were engaging in an active assault on environmental laws. One of the things I talked about on For the Birds way back then was how the Bush administration discontinued all field testing of pesticides before they could be registered. In retrospect, I wonder how much that was influenced by pesticide manufacturers knowing just how dangerous neonicotinoids were. The EU banned the use of all neonicotinoids in 2018 because they were killing pollinators. Declining numbers of bees has horrible implications for both the natural environment and for agriculture here in the U.S. and Canada, too. Now that we know these pesticides are also taking a big toll on birds, will we finally follow Europe's lead? I won't hold my breath. But meanwhile, I sure hope Kate's chickadees return. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.